and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. And MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this very chilly Thursday morning, 7:21, 30 degrees with a wind chill of 17, slick in spots out there, so please proceed with caution. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Thursday morning by Brian Shintaku, and to talk about some activity at the Salvation Army Food Pantry. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad to have you on. So it sounds like you're doing a little moving here this weekend.
Yeah, it's pretty busy over at the Salvation Army right now. We're trying to move our food pantry from downstairs at our headquarters building up into the main area that used to be the chapel. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and there's quite a bit of food that we need to move upstairs.
I would guess that is the case. So obviously you think you have enough room upstairs. What's the reason for the move, Brian?
Yeah, the main reason for the move is right now, with it being in the downstairs location, there's not like an elevator or like a ramp access for people that just physically cannot go downstairs, people in wheelchairs and whatnot, or people with just like knee injuries or any type of injuries that prevents you from going up and down that staircase, especially if you're going to be carrying the amount of food that we hand out to our clients. So it's really just ease of access for our local community and make sure that they can get what they need without, you know, really stressing on themselves or their bodies.
I'm assuming it's quite a bit easier to get to the chapel as opposed to downstairs right now.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the surface area in the chapel is the same, if not a little bit bigger, upstairs. So it's going to be a lot easier for them to just go up the ramp that we already have installed for the building itself, and then just walk straight into that chapel area. Plus, there's like a lot of natural lighting as well, so that's something that we can account for, just being able to see better, and then the room's just like a little bit more welcoming, if you will.
Understood. Brian, does this also maybe, with this move, and you know, before we start talking about the need that you have here for helping with that moving process this weekend, does this also give you a chance to maybe reset maybe the layout here of the food pantry, or maybe make some other changes to make things a little bit easier for both your clients and for you itself?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. We get quite a bit of donations 3 times a week. And typically you take the donations downstairs to put them away, and then you have to go back upstairs to hand, obviously, that food out and give that food out. So instead of having it go upstairs or downstairs and then upstairs, now it's just going to be a seamless, you know, you take it in the chapel area and then it's like it can go right out. So for the Salvation Army and for us, it's a lot easier to have it up in that upstairs area, as well as like managing our employees, right, or even our volunteers that are there. We don't have a large staff, so the fact that instead of us trying to communicate through a hallway down and up and downstairs, now we can just, you know, say something to one another within, you know, a respectable range, so that way we're not screaming across the hall if we need something from each other. So I think logistically for the Salvation Army it works out great, and then also for our clients, again, like I was saying, this availability for them to access that a lot easier and smoother, and in just us being able to oversee it is, I think, the main reason for that. So it's really helpful. You know, our needs getting bigger. I think I talked to Rose, who's on staff, and I think she said she's been there for 25 years or so, and the food pantry started in this little small closet downstairs years ago, and then it expanded into that lower area, which is kind of like a smaller auditorium-type area. And now, obviously, it's going to go upstairs. So the needs continue to be there, for the community and just giving us that extra space, using that downstairs area for just more storage now and things that maybe, like if we have too much food of a certain thing, we can store that down there. So that'll be definitely a logistical help as well.
Brian Shintaku, Salvation Army, moving the food pantry from downstairs to upstairs at their main office location. Well, Brian, you mentioned logistically, so how do you have this move planned? Do you box everything up, then move it on upstairs? How is this all going to work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm going to do my best to try to prep a lot of the shelves that we have. So I already have a few shelves prepped upstairs, and we have smaller boxes because it's mainly cans, and cans are very challenging to move because if you overload a box, that can blow somebody's back out. But I feel like if we get enough volunteers, it would almost be like a fire, what is it called, a fireman line where you can just kind of hand a box to somebody and they twist and hand it to somebody else and then you get it upstairs. So hopefully that'll relieve a lot of that stress. But yeah, we're going to need some people downstairs basically putting cans into those boxes if they're not already in a box. And then those smaller boxes will then move upstairs into those designed locations for that particular food item. So yeah, so we'll need hopefully enough volunteers. And I think if we have enough volunteers, right now it's 9 to 2 is what the time that we have set. But I think with enough volunteers, we'd probably get it out of there, you know, within a couple hours, just considering how much food's down there versus how many people can be there to help.
Speaking of that, how much food do you have down in the basement right now? I know we had, you know, the KVOE drive for food back in October. As you mentioned, you're getting other shipments in here, you know, on a regular basis. How much food do you have at this stage, and just how much food do you expect to be flying out the shelves here for the rest of the winter?
Yeah, another good question. We have about 15 shelves. From top to bottom, I think the shelf is probably 3 or 4 shelves, like shelves on each one of those shelves. I struggle trying to tell our clients, like, hey, on this shelf, you get this many items. And it's like, on this particular shelf or on the tall shelf. So these are tall shelves. They're all about 3 to 4 shelves high. And then usually they have food on all those. So 15 times that. And then we have a few backup shelves as well. So And I would say most of those have a majority of them stocked with food. We do have quite a bit of canned goods, like quite a few soups and some green beans and corn and stuff like that that we have a lot of extra of. So that actually sits on those back storage shelves that'll go upstairs as well. So, I mean, we are down from the last food drive, obviously, because we've been giving food out. You know, one thing that I always think about is, you know, I don't want the food to sit here and collect dust, so we try to give it out as much as possible. And we look to the community to help us run food drives if we need more food. So, you know, maybe here in a couple months we might reach out to the community again and ask for, you know, their support to get some more food up in there. But as of right now, it's just trying to move this pantry up with the food that we have. We're still able to support, I believe, the needs that we can. Right now we have some frozen meats and those are things that typically tend to go quickly. So I believe we're going to try to move 2 freezers upstairs as well. And that's kind of where, you know, it gets a little bit more difficult because those freezers are like industrial grade. But the electrical upstairs can't support the same as what we had downstairs. So we can't move all the freezers. That's probably a good thing for our volunteers. they're pretty heavy.
Well, you know, we're still, about 10 months away from KVOE's next annual drive for food. And, of course, I think the Postal Service has Stamp Out Hunger coming up here in just a couple of months. But still, the need for the donations are there at the Salvation Army Food Pantry. And Brian is looking for some help to move that pantry from down to up at their location. So, again, what is move time on Saturday, Brian?
It's going to be from 9 a.m. Until we get the food upstairs. So like, yeah, I was saying, 9 to 2 is what we have scheduled, but I think with enough volunteers we can get out of there within a couple hours and then everybody can go enjoy lunch or something like that. So and again, that's at our headquarters building, 327 Constitution Street.
If people want more information here, Brian, or if they just simply say, hey, look, I want to help, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, that's a great question. You can have them call, or they can call 620-342-3093. That's our main headquarters office, and ask for information. Speak to myself or Brooke or even Captain Miley if we're available. And then they can also go online to our Facebook page and send us a message there.
Well, good luck. We like the sounds of this.
Yeah, we're pretty excited, and this is something new, and all the clients that I've been telling about it are pretty excited as well. So fingers crossed, and God bless that we can get it up there safely and get it up there quickly.
All right, Brian, hey, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Brian. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, Brian Shintaku, Salvation Army. So quite the project there. Pantry from downstairs to upstairs at their headquarters location on Constitution Street.
Yeah, and again, if you can help out, call the Salvation Army office, 620-342-3093.